Hello and welcome to the DP show. The reason why I call it the DP show is because on Marvel Media, I'm mainly known for being Deadpool, so I like to keep the fan base happy and just knowing me for who I am. Now, this is going to be new to hopefully Marvel Media, but it will be new to Anchor. As you can tell, this will be my first episode of many to come. As far as what we're going to be doing, participating in Marvel Mino. I got stuff where we can work with OCs, which is original characters, supporting roleplay ads, just getting the word out of the MCU news and what Jessica and her team has planned, furthering Marvel Mino as it grows and continues to grow at an alarming rate. So, that being said, this is the first topic of the DP show. The first topic I'd like to talk about on the show is Adam Warlock. We first got word of him being in the MCU officially at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2 at the end credit. Now, they don't know when exactly he's coming in. It was supposed to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 3, but James Gunn got fired, and so they canceled that whole movie completely. It's not on the up and coming list. I imagine sometime in the future they will have Guardians of the Galaxy 3, because it makes sense, it sells, it's funny, everybody loves it, and it's gonna have Groot in it, hopefully. So that being said, me personally, I think he's gonna come in at Avengers 4. This makes sense because, but one, you can't have Infinity War without Adam Warlock. It's just not happening. He's big part of the Infinity War. However he comes in, he's making a big difference, not in just the movie, but the future of this franchise. I think he really comes at Avengers 4. He may not be in it the whole movie. He might just slip in at the end and take the gauntlet. I'm a firm believer he's gonna get the gauntlet, and which will force Thanos to come to the Avengers. And we will talk more about that in just a little bit. I know everybody's excited for Captain Marvel, as am I. I think it looks really cool, and I like to see her on the big screen for the first time. She's doing a lot for not just the MCU, but just female superheroes, because it's getting so much of a hype. They're able to talk about Black Widow getting her own movie, finally. Yeah, I know everybody was kind of maybe expecting for me to talk about her on the first episode, but she'll be on the next episode for sure. I think Adam Warlock's just being overlooked right now, and I kind of want to bring him back into the spotlight so nobody forgets, hey, he's out there, or how much of a difference he can really make. Compared to her, him and Captain Marvel, I don't know who's gonna make the bigger impact. If I had to put money down on it, I would probably say Adam Warlock because, well, he can hold the gauntlet. He's been proven to hold the gauntlet. I'm not sure if Captain Marvel can hold the gauntlet. But that, me saying that, she's not a little punk character. She's a badass. Everybody knows it. And that's why they're bringing her in at this time when they need the help the most. So, we'll see when she comes in, when her movie gets placed, if she's able to help them out to fight against Thanos, or do they fight against Adam Warlock? So next episode we would definitely talk about her and getting her into the show, and smooth sailing from there. So we'll look back at that and compare when she comes up.
Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow, normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward.
Are you like me? Did you grow up watching the X-Men or just becoming a fan through the TV shows or the later movies like Logan, the Wolverine? Maybe that got off of Wolverine Origins. Days of Future Past was great. Well, we have a roleplay going on and it's the best X-Men roleplay I've seen in a long time. It's survived the 2-day death mark, which anybody who tells you roleplays die after 2 days. This is still going strong. It's got very good Xavier. We got a Logan. We have everybody who you love. And it's still going strong. Very active. Very detailed. Very lit. It makes me feel like, you know, I'm part of the X-Men that I used to love. So if you want to check it out, I'll leave a link below. I'm in there. I'm Deadpool. I've talked to Charles on there, and he's excited to have you new guys come on and check it out. So please, check it out. Tell him I sent you. What that was just a small ad for a role play. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, I was going to do ads for role plays. Maybe even more if you know you got a certain character you want to introduce, or maybe even a... fan fiction. I'll be happy to either read it or advertise it for you. So that's what that was. Please go check out the X-Men roleplay. If you love the X-Men, you'll definitely love that. Now, getting back on topic to where I was, we know Adam Warlock's out there. We just don't know when he's being introduced. Not to get sucked back into that topic, we are going to talk about what does he come in as? Does he come in as a hero, a villain, or an anti-hero? As I mentioned earlier, I'm a firm believer he gets the gauntlet. If he gets the gauntlet, we all know he can split into two, Goddess and Megas. This would force Thanos to come back to the Avengers and ask them for help. And, or offer them a team up to stop Adam Warlock and whatever his plans are with the gauntlet. Obviously, it can't be anything good if the Avengers were to accept Thanos' help. So, that being said, I want to know what's going to be Adam Warlock's drive to get this gauntlet, or, you know, does he have a personal hatred for Thanos that he wants to get that gauntlet, and, you know, just that way Thanos can have it, because we all know that's Thanos' most loved possession, besides Gamora, because we all know Gamora got tossed off the side of the building, or wall, whatever you want to call it, she got thrown off, she's gone. Now, does, if Thanos and Adam Warlock go to war with each other, does Thanos help bring back our lost Avengers such as Spider-Man, Black Panther, Groot, all of them? We all know they come back. We all know. The only one I wouldn't say comes back is Gamora, because she got thrown off the side of the building or wall, whatever you want to call it. And that was his stepping stone to get a stone. Like, there was a process of him getting that stone. So, I don't think she's able to come back. Unless, maybe if he wants to, like, reverse time all the way to then. Which, there is a theory out there. I did want to talk about it in the next episode. is the Avengers are kind of like in a loop because Thanos knows Stark, and they're not sure how he knows Stark. What I want to say is when Stark took that nuke up into the space, and the nuke blew up, that's when Thanos got a glimpse of Stark. That's what my theory is. It's logical, makes sense. But however, we don't know. We don't know how he knows Stark. I'll talk more about that next episode, along with Captain Marvel and Black Widow. I'm curious, like, how the snap affected Adam Warlock. Because he was created, he does not have family. Maybe, a creative mother. Mother, good Lord, mother. If I can speak right, a creator that was a mother. Maybe they got half of them got wiped out, or she got wiped out, and it's affected him. Something's driving this guy to go after Thanos. Unless it's pure hatred for both Thanos and the Avengers. I don't blame him, Who doesn't want a piece of the Avengers? So let me know what you guys think. Like I said, I'll leave in Amino. You can comment, let me know what you think, and I'll be glad to share the most liked comments or theories. I'll put it on the next episode so that way everybody else can hear what you think. Not just on Amino, but the podcast list. Podcast. Whew. I need to snap this video in half. All right. Now that I can talk, not only members of Amino will be able to hear your theories, but podcast listeners, there, I got it, will be able to hear your theories as well. And, I'm going to share this all across my show. I really need to go to bed. It's 5:30. I need to go to bed. I can't talk. I'm going to share my podcast through my whole social media and my, for people who don't know, I cosplay. So I got cosplay social media as well. So I'll be sharing this everywhere as I get. So as many people can hear it, I'll be sharing it in other aminos. So that way they can. First of all, it advertises Marvel Amino, which I don't know if you guys actually looked out there long enough. There's no Marvel Amino like this. It's the biggest one. It's organized, very organized. They got plans for the next up and coming months, and they're always on everything. Cleaning out dead chats. If you report a player for cussing, cussing because that's what I like to do. That's what I got hit for. It's no surprise to me that they are growing this fast. At one point, it was like 1,000 members a day. I think just said, that's crazy. And it's only gonna get bigger as kids grow older, get smartphones at the age of what, 7? Yeah, I had to get one till I was like 20. So that being said. It brings in more members for Jess, and more role players. I'm a big role player. I love it. So I'm excited to get more people in, get them active, teach them what not to do, really. So, like I said, leave me comment below, series, what your thoughts are of the show, and I'll get back, I'll be able to share it, get back to you guys. Whatever you like. So. One of the biggest movies released last year, and following the DVD release, they are still making money off this movie is Black Panther. Now, we all know, or if you don't know, if you're new to Amino or you're a podcast listener, there's one Black Panther member. We all know he's the best. He's recognized for being the best, and his name's Black Panther. So I can't give you anything really cool on that as far as like his actual name. He's got a role play going, and it's amazing. It's action packed. It's almost at 2 day mark. Still going strong. I'm in it. The role play is basically Dr. Doom is attacking Wakanda. Wakanda just nuked the city he was in. It's crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is crazy. Make sure you if you're gonna join, make sure you're a lit role player. We're typing a paragraph, two paragraphs. I think I'm going at three or four on some of them, which is just random. Me just talking stupid most of the time. So I'd say at least type in a paragraph, two paragraphs. If you join, tell them you heard it on the podcast. You want to check it out because, you know, I love you guys. You guys hopefully love me. If not, then I still love you. Just not as much. I don't know. You know, just tell them you heard it on the podcast. Definitely check it out. I'll leave a link on the post and let you guys go.
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
This segment of the show, I'm most excited to bring to Amino, because we all have OCs, which is, for those who don't know, OCs is original characters. Ones we make up, whether it's, you know, like a kid of Deadpool, or, you know, you just happen to have a dream and you're like, wow, this seems like a cool character. It's not out there yet. I want to make it one. Well, we all have them. And we all want to see who's the toughest. So on this part of the show, I would like to do OC versus OC or Battle Rumble, whatever you want to call it. If you have a cool name for it, once again, like I said before in the show, comment it down below. Ones with the most likes or the ones I like the best, I will use it. I will give you the credit for it, whatever, you know, floats your boat, you know. So, for our first OC fighter, I'm good friends with this guy. I think this is the only character he uses. He doesn't use any canon characters. The guy's awesome. The character's awesome. The character's name is... I may butcher the name. I'm sorry. I will call it Axe for sure, for short. But the character's name is called Axum. Like I said, I'm going to call it Axe for short. So just remember that. As far as age goes, he's 2,000 years old, 6'3", 250 pounds, solid dude. Okay, his abilities, he's he's a weapons expert, he knows fire magic, super strength, his weaknesses, mirror dimension, death magic. I'm a butcher this name again. If I get it wrong, please message me. You know me. I try my best. Dormammu. I don't know. I'm just trying to say it the best I can. Not an English major here. You know, didn't go to college, so try my best. The weapons he does use is the staff of Axum and the fire pit of Axum. Sounds really badass. Sounds like some Hellboy crap. So, right now, he's starting off strong. Now, his intelligence is 5 out of 10. So, we're probably on the same level. You know, I'm probably more of a 4.5. You know, I'd like to say. His strength is 7 out of 10. He is on, like, some rocky crap. I don't know what kind of roids he's on, but he's on them. Energy is 7 out of 10. Speed's 5 out of 10. That's better than me. I'm at like a 0.5. So he's doing awesome. His durability is a 7 out of 10. Great. His fight's 8 out of 10. So he's bringing the heat, guys. He's bringing the heat. So right now we're starting off strong. And we're going to take a look at his opponent. And his opponent is Well, she's nothing to mess with, so we're gonna get to her next.
Down the booth, human torch can't fuck with me. Johnny Blaze, suspect B, strike him quick, lightning fast, melt them bitches down to ash. Gasoline, kerosene, strike a match, ignite the scene. Shit will never be the same. Feel the fury of my flame, beg for mercy, it won't help. Embrace the ending you were dealt. Seems you fucks will never learn. Now sit back and watch me burn.
For our next character, the song you just heard, that is her theme song. That's why I chose to put it on here. It's just to separate me from talking, about the characters combined in one sentence or one segment. That way, you don't get confused. Our next one is, I'm really good friends with. She does a great Captain Marvel. And no surprise that she did this kind of character. Happy for it. It's detailed. It's great. So let's check her out. Her OC name is Maddie Denvers. She is the offspring of Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. Her height is 5'6". Obviously not as tall as Axe. She weighs 128 pounds. So she's light, small and light. Hopefully quicker. We don't know. Pro traits that she has. She's a free spirit. She's charismatic. Has a sense of humor. She's rebellious, which I loved. I was happy to write that down. Because that's what I am, I try to be. I end up giving in. She's a thrill seeker. Who's not? We all love it. The cons are she's distracted in battle. Whether she's got her mind's going a million different places rather than focusing on the battle, that could hurt her, in the fight. Her humor is sarcasm. I decided to write that down because that could play a big difference. You know, like, instead of maybe talking her way out of the fight, she says something sarcastic and, you know, Axe doesn't like it, which pisses him off even more. So, you know, I decided to put that down. Stubborn. I can relate to this so much. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can relate to it. Stubbornness, man, it will get you in the worst situations. And I feel like in the fight, that's what would happen. She's got no filter. Anybody who knows me knows I'm like this. It's very hard for me to do this radio show and not cuss. You don't even know how many times I deleted these segments because I cussed. Emotional. That could weigh in, you know, if he knew something about her. Out of the whole list, I'll probably won't put that one up there as much. But it's on the list. I had to put it. So there it is. Let's get to her powers. She's got Photonic Blast, or, you know, just like her mother does. She absorbs energy. She's got Seventh Sense, which was really cool. I thought this was, you know, something to really look into. She can subconsciously anticipate opponent's moves, but it can short out. It can make it so, you know, in the middle of a fight, she no longer has that ability that she may rely on, especially when she's fighting somebody as big, as powerful as Axe. She can fly. She's got superhuman strength, stamina, durability, agility, and reflex. You know, it's going to make, you know, she's hard to hit. She can keep up. I think it's going to be pretty cool. She doesn't get illness or nothing like that. Binary, and she got advanced combat. Like I said, she does not focus well, though. She goes into overdrive and fights, and it just doesn't pan. You know, it may not pan out for her well. So, you know, we'll see. Let's get to it. Weaknesses. She's not finished her training, which anybody knows, that's a big deal to finish. In the template, it doesn't say, you know, whether she finished or she quit at the end or the beginning. That could be a big difference. She's got short combat attention span. Like I said earlier, she's, you know, thinking of everything else, whether the sky's blue, what she had for breakfast, when's the next Deadpool movie coming out. She's thinking more about that stuff than fight this person. She's emotional driven, which, you know, again, it was shortened her attention span already compared to what it was. You know, and if you fight angry, you get winded quick. You don't focus well. You just try to kill this person when they're just using your anger against you. And last but not least, claustrophobia. How many times have you got in an elevator and you just were like, nope, now you don't. I'll take the stairs or jump out a window, something, you know, I can relate to that. Now, that far as that's what the character has. Like I said, she's not. She doesn't seem as strong as Axe, or as big as Axe, obviously. So I'm kind of curious of what goes down. In the next segment, which is going to be a couple seconds from now, I will tell you what I think would happen. So stay tuned. Okay, on this segment, as far as the two OCs go, I don't think it's going to be a quick battle. I have to give it to... I have to give it to Maddie Denvers. For simple fact that she's not stuck on the ground. She can fly. There's nothing in Axe's OC sheet or template that says he can fly or, you know, be able to move up quick. He doesn't have super speed, which is, you know, he's more powerful, I'd say. He's, you know, it's like the old fight, it's bigger versus quicker. Unfortunately, Maddie's powers and ability to fly, I think that's what gives her the final beatdown. She's not coming up. She's not going to win untouched. She's going to be brutally beaten. Not like Rihanna. More like a... Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd probably say like Rihanna. You know, Chris Brown did his little thing to her. Not as bad as OJ. So, in the end, Maddie wins. Due to her blast. Depending how long her seventh sense can hold in. But the flight really does it in. If you disagree, comment below. Axe, I know you're going to disagree, so I expect your comment. Comment below if you want to see these fighters in another OC battle. Let me know. Let me know if you want to see them come in. If you got an OC that you want to have in here, either fight Maddie or Axe or just anybody out there, let me know. The more I get in, the more I'll be able to do. And maybe, hopefully, even set up a tournament. The tournament would be pretty cool. Obviously, I won't be the only judge. I'll have others here with me. Other members. Maybe Jess, whenever she's not sleeping or doing college work. Yeah, sounds fun. So, Maddie with the over-the-top win, I guess you call it. Coming in, she, you know, height-wise, weight-wise, she and mental ability, she didn't look all that intimidating compared to Axe being 2,000 years old, which would benefit him because, you know, 2,000 years old, you gotta learn something, hopefully. So, you know, he's probably learned a lot of different fighting styles. At 6'3", 250 pounds, he's packing a heavy punch. But in the end, you can't punch in the sky. I mean, she's way up there, so. Sorry about that, Axe. I will bring him on next time. Hopefully, we can see him get a victory. So, right now, it's Maddie Nemphers at 1-0. So, I'm about to wrap the show up. This is just a small sample of what I can bring. Obviously, if Jess decides to make it official part of the MA team, MA stands for Marco Mino, I'll be able to do more. Hopefully, maybe, you know, if she lets me, I'll be able to put a team together of people who can go out and search, you know, your guys' theories, you know, or even stuff I don't know, you know, because two heads are better than one. I will always say that. I'm not trying to sit here and say I know everything. I don't. Anybody knows me knows I don't. I'm a big Deadpool fan, so that's what got me into Marvel besides the X-Men back in the day. So, you know, hopefully this all goes well. As of right now, I don't have any news of if they got plans for something big, like maybe a big crossover, a big challenge. I don't have any of that stuff right now. Hopefully, you know, in the future, if they, you know, grant me the wish of just being a part of their team, then maybe they'll give me some inside information, maybe a little bit, you know, like a little icing to the cake or something, you know, like, hey, in April, we got something big coming up, you're gonna love it. You know, just something to give you guys, just a little heads up on, just to keep you guys interested. I mean, this Amino's like interesting enough. I mean, you got everything you could possibly want. Unless, you know, you want six-pack abs like I do, or your own house, better job. You know, we can't offer you that here, but, you know, friendship, role plays, characters, stories, you name it, we got it. If you have it, you want to share it with me, I will try to get it onto the show. I do want to do fan fictions. I'm a big fan of them. I know Jess has wrote one. I'd love to kind of like read to you guys. It's different than reading, than hearing it. Especially if somebody's got a really cool voice. Sorry, not perfect. I try, but I don't have it. But I do my best. She's got an awesome fan fiction. I actually enjoyed it. Kind of got me into writing fan fictions. So, at this point, I have no news. If you want me to tell you news, then there's a potential podcast coming out, maybe? You know, she accepts it. Accept it, please. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm at John Hopkins. You know, it's my dying wish. I don't want to see the Avengers. I don't want to see this podcast become a part of this team. So check it out. Let me know what you think of the show. If you got a better name for the show, please tell me. There's a couple names that are being tossed around besides the DP show and the Marvel Amino, which I put Marvel Amino as my podcast name because everybody types in Marvel. It pops up there. It's one of the top ones. Speaking of podcasts, not trying to bash anybody, but I've looked around the Marvel community on the podcast. There's nothing like exciting. It's usually just two guys talking and talking and talking. And there's no music. There's nothing to change the subject. That's why I got ads. I got this. I got that. I know it gets kind of annoying, but it's just to keep your attention coming. This was just thrown together 30 minutes, maybe hours tops. If I get approved, if this show gets approved, I'll have, like, hopefully more heads working with me to bring up more subjects, more OCs, you know, more. Well, I know you guys don't like ads, but I think it's kind of cool just to, like, interact with roleplay chats and have them say, hey man, I really got this roleplay coming up. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be, you know, drama. It's gonna be action. It's gonna be comedy. We want you to feature it. You know, it just helps me bond with the people. I do think those two roleplays were letting me do this for them. I don't think Black Panther knew I was doing this. So yeah, you're stuck in that loop. Sorry. Hopefully it brings you more people and maybe you'll like me a little bit more. I don't know. However, like I said, if you got a name for the show, other than the DP show, my friend Newt, she's really big into the Marvel Amino. She's one of the top members. She suggested the Daily Bugle. I don't know. It's too early. It's not too early. 6:05 p.m. Which is where Spider-Man worked. It's a news facility. It makes sense. I wanted to know what you guys thought of that. I'm not going to demand pictures of Spider-Man. If you want to send them to me, that'd be great. Just make sure, you know, it's the right one, not the imposter. Sorry, Peter Parker, for your uncle. You're probably going to see that for a third time. Speaking of Spider-Man, I did just watch. I know I'm like 10 years late. I just did watch the first Amazing Spider-Man. I was boycotting it because, to me, Tobey Maguire is the hands-down best Spider-Man ever. But Andrew Garfield delivered a solid punch to the feeling of the original three Spider-Man movies. It was dramatic. It was dark. It was heartfelt. It had a good storyline. It made sense. Tom Holland plays, out of the three Spider-Man, he's number two. I'm old, so Tobey Maguire's always number one. You just can't top that cast. I'm sorry. You can hate me. You can bash me all you want. You can tell me all your love for Tom Holland. How he's a Justin Bieber lookalike as far as cuteness. Looks like one of them kids, one of them teenagers off of that boy band on Bob's Burgers. What is that? If you know, it's the one that Louise is in love with, the little blonde-haired boy. Can't remember his name. You know which one. Comment the name below, so that way I know, so I don't look like, you know, I'm that stupid, because I'm not. Maybe I am. Who knows? So, let me know what you think of the show. I'm wrapping this up, and have a great night.
closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah, I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Some other beginning.